When truth is held hostage. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. What's amazing about the Harvey Weinstein case is the sheer volume of evidence that's been kept secret for so long. And the reason this happens is because rich people can pay their victims not to talk. The latest expose in the New Yorker mentioned that a female executive was warned by her lawyer that she could be sued for hundreds of thousands of dollars for violating her non-disclosure agreement by telling the truth about Harvey Weinstein. We know these agreements are common in these cases, but at some point you have to ask, why? What kind of system allows a victim of sexual abuse to be sued for telling the truth? Well, Dave, you say, she took the money. Yes, she did. And she should get to keep it. It's her compensation and a fair exchange for his being spared the expense of a trial. But why should it buy her silence? It's like giving him a government permit to strike again. Here's a clip from the undercover police tape of Weinstein trying to get a young model into his hotel room.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
I don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No. You must come here now.
No.
A non-disclosure agreement is the justice system saying, that never happened. Of course, Weinstein is a private citizen, not like he's running for public office. And yet people in his position, the people who signed the paycheck, exert far more power over most of us than any government official. So why should any court deliberately hide the fact that a boss is unfit to serve? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.